look, this country already got so many challenges. When's the last time you tried to employ somebody to do anything for you? I mean, like a tradesman, or, you know, you got something to do around the house. You're trying to get them to come. They come, then they don't come back. They start the job. Friend of mine building a house. He thought the house would have been finished by now. He paid up front. Well, he said, my goodness, the worst thing you ever did. Because all like now, waiting for people to come and finish the job, looks as though they've gone on to another job. You know? Those things are eating away at Barbados. And that is why I predict there is going to be a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth over this period here with the IMF program, because it is going to demand of us that we do so much in a different way. That Barbadians, I wait to see whether we are indeed ready to do it. We claim so, but I can tell you a lot of people are going to resent it. We'll see. Down to brass tacks. Hello? You're on the air. This person says the problem is similar to people going to church and then behaving unchristian.
Yeah, well.
Yes, you're on the air.
Mr. Ellis.
Yes.
Mr. Ellis, my name.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Aye, aye.
Yes.
Mr. Ellis, you know the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Airfield Development, there is a tree with a wire going through it. Yeah, there we had so much rain. You hear what I tell you? Nobody in the front won't talk about the tree that can soon drop down in the road where the bus is supposed to bring me home. And I mean to say, all of you is human, but you know what wrong there is? You want me to do you dirty work, and you sit back and relax, and then tell me go find the areas. But the same way you could tell me go find the areas, you got the same phone as me. David, you have the same phone as me. It's for your interest and my interest. Don't take my word for it. You drive over from Orange Hill, and you come over the hill. Hey, the other day, I had to tell Roy, Roy, you talking. Your son Paul there coming down. He said, hey, why see it? I got call the light and power. He down the hill. I up top of the hill. You think he had any right in this condition? Them people in the front row got houses like anybody else. Huh? Another thing I want to talk about, David, the schools. Now, you got a maintenance man supposed to be working for the desks and chairs and things. You got to tell me that soon from now when school resume, I try walking with a desk and a chair, they top off. What you got the maintenance man there for? What the ministry sending them for?
Woohoo! Miami!
Sorry about that. Well, you know how it works. The problem is that if the maintenance person isn't doing their job, the person who is running the school, the principal, should be in a position to document that, having met with the person and stuff like that. But sometimes the person who is working further down the line has more authority and power, it seems, than the person who is running the operation. Down to brass tacks. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Calling.
What prompted you to call us?
Because what I have to say, I usually send WhatsApp messages.
Okay.
So what I have to say is what belongs to the first call.
Okay.
I had multi-choice for a couple of years, right? Anyway, this technician phone called me and offered me this package because I have the internet and the landline.
Yeah.
So when I calculate, it would have been like $25 less I had to pay. So when the technician came, I said to him, do you get pay-per-view on Flow? He said, yes, we give everything, right? I said, okay, because I like to watch my finals and soccer on the hill and whatever. Coming up to crop over now, are you gone? I ain't seeing nothing. So I messaged them and I asked them, if they have pay-per-view, they'll tell me, yes, they only bring soccer on the hill. I said, but I talked to the technician before I decided to change. And he told me that they have pay-per-view events, right? Okay. Anyway, that was that. I say, well, it's my fault. Then I called and I told the person, well, I like my pay-per-view event, so can I disconnect the Flow TV? The person said to me, if I want to do that, I will have to pay $199, right? Because it is a contract. Mind you, the two boxes too, right? And the father told me that this extra box is, it comes with the package. But he did not tell me that the extra box was only for 3 months, right? So my phone bill coming in now with this $15.32 extra. So when I called, they told me that the $15.32 extra is for the box. And so, but the gentleman told me that the extra box comes with the package.
Is this the same technician that you had spoken to before?
No, I couldn't get him.
So this is a different technician or somebody in the office?
The 1-800 number that I'm calling now, right?
Right.
So the person told me, okay, so you don't want the box anymore? I said, no, because nobody never told me it was only for 3 months, right? So they said, okay, we will disconnect the box. But then you know that they disconnect the box that they connect to the TV, right? That is, I gonna turn on the view 7 o'clock now, the night time, the box saying no access or whatever. So when they call them back now, they told me what the extra box I have, connect it to the TV and see if it would work. So I connected it to the TV and then went through the, you know, the procedure, and that box started to work. So they tell me, okay, a technician will call you in a couple of days, and they would also come back to the extra box. And there it is for 3 weeks now, and I ain't seen nobody come back for the extra box yet.
And what has all of this told you?
That I made the wrong decision because I won't watch cricket, though. And I can either go at Kensington or listen to it on the radio.
Yeah, and the other point about that is that sometimes the technician isn't the best person to advise you as to all the services that they have. He's a technician,
it's true.
You know?
It's true, because they never told me that the box is only for 3 months. It's only after I check my bill now, and it's because what they used to do, they used to put the 1532, subtract it off the top of the bill. But now, these couple of months, I look at my bill, and it's a bit. They subtracting the 1532, and then they're adding it back on. So I call and I ask, so why is the 1532 now adding back on? That is for the extra box. I said, but I never saw you all. I wanted the extra box, because I only have one TV. Right, so the gentleman told me, don't mind, I can still run the cord, right, for you, because the extra box was included in the package. And I would assume that if you're on a contract and an extra box is in the package, that it would be for the 2-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you understand where you're coming from?
I understand.
Right.
I understand. Sorry to hear about your plight.
We're there to learn. But to be honest with you, David, I wouldn't mind paying the $199 so that I can watch my cricket and I can watch my pay-per-view.
Well, they must be able to. You got to find a solution to it.
No,
you may very well have to go back to your original situation.
But that's exactly what I can do.
Yeah.
Because I told the lady, to be honest with you, I don't mind paying the $199 if that's what it is. And she called, she talk. So then I said, look, it don't make no sense, you know? So I guess eventually it will go back to my original position according to you.
Yes, all right. Thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks, hello.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, I am pleasantly pleased with the what I got just now in Mr. Johnson coming and telling me I'm going to be on next. Because I was just, every caller, every one that you took before me, I was saying hello, thinking that I was on. Anyway, enough for that. Let me get through. And I'm getting a feedback coming back to me too, right? So it's confusing, but I'll try to go on. Now, this is an area that I know you are familiar with because I see you in the area fairly often. From the corner of Green Hill, coming back across Lodge Hill Road to about, I think the avenue is called Pearl Avenue.
Yes.
Good. It's a very bushy area. And I am here thinking, for the corporate entities that are in that area, if they can't from time to time, because their customers not only drive, they have to walk across there, and part of it is dark. If they can't get together and debush that area on a like a 3 month basis. Now, it was done for election, so it looks part of it looks fairly good now, and that is the area where PriceSmart parked their containers. Also, the stretch of road from Green Hill coming back to the little roundabout, you're following me?
Yes.
It's very bad. Again, I'm calling on PriceSmart, a corporate entity in this country. Can't they help if they even get some cement and plug the holes for the time being? Because that stretch is very bad, Mr. Ellis.
But that's the one I was talking about.
Well, I tuned in just before Vinny, so I did not hear it. Right?
As it relates to the Bushy area, though, I think the first question is, who owns that land?
I don't care who owns it.
No, I do. I don't think that you. I really don't think it's fair for you to put the responsibility on businesses around there,
yeah,
and take that responsibility away from the person who owns the land.
All right.
Chances that piece of land may be just waiting there to be sold to somebody, you know, at a high rate, so that another building can go up there.
The selfishness in me come out because I walk there on mornings.
Well, so
before
do I.
Before you, I just meet you. When I going back, you be no coming.
That's
in.
Correct. You go to about 4:30 or something like that.
Good. Don't give him a secret, Mr. Ellis. Good. The next thing, the piece of land that I talk about that the containers are parked on, we recently had a death, allegedly, man falling in a well. There is a manhole. I can only say because I have not ventured onto the area that is only about 6 feet to check to see how deep it is. But people cross that area walking, and it just has a piece of tape. By now, young, you see the tape. Somebody can drop in there. We want someone else to get killed or injured. No, I don't think we want that. So don't wait for it to happen. And I'm calling on the authorities to inspect that area and do something about it before someone is injured. Now, I'm not going to talk anymore about the bush. I wanted to talk about the garbage that you know. You see the fast food boxes all across that road, and at times it is very unsightly. But I'm not going to talk about that since you short-circuit me with the bush. But I wish that something can be done about it like yesterday. With that being said, I don't know if you want to make another comment.
No, thanks.
Okay. Let me just say this here about the caller who was making the comment about the bribery and that kind of stuff. It is said, I don't know why people are so surprised, but it is said, when America catch the cold, when America sneezes, catch the cold. Check the fake news coming out of the United States at the moment from the person who is at the top. You think you're following me, Mr. Ellis?
No, I'm trying to follow you.
Well, when the people at the top sometimes send bad vibes, people at the bottom sometimes think that they should run with it. Hence, and people who are partisan will make certain comments.
Look, there's a story that was published.
Have a good day, Mr. Ellis.
Thank you. A story that was published a few days ago saying that an American company involved in Inter-American Development Bank projects in Barbados had been slapped with a 4-year ban by the IDB. And they were very guarded in what was said about the practices that caused it. They said the decision was in connection with allegations of prohibited practices in 3 IDB finance activities in Barbados. The program for the modernization of customs, excise, and VAT areas in Barbados, the Barbados Competitiveness Program, and an IDB corporate procurement contract. And I have been left to ask the question, what exactly went wrong here? Is this another example of what we have to guard against? But eventually we can find out. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks. It's 5 minutes after noon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, dear friend.
Yes, good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm well.
Now, dear friend, I have 3 points to raise with you, but I'm going to answer the question first.
Yes.
Whenever I become a listener of Perez, I mean, I ask the question based on what I hear something about the severe brass tacks.
She is no longer with the company. She resigned.
I was going to ask you if you all had read really so popular she was on the Saturday and Sunday program. She was real, real popular. You know that?
Well, you miss her, for sure.
Yeah, of course. I saw her in the forest and her all weekend. Now, I must say this, David. Your caller who was speaking about bribes and corruption.
Yeah.
I mean, when I hear the definition, his definition of bribes, I could not help but laugh. And I said I went into shock. Because I can't believe there's a man who always talks so much about church and he professed so much Christianity and he would support something like what he was saying. And at the same time, David, look, when I look at what's happening now and hearing what you have to say concerning this whole issue, you may, I stand amazed. Because when you look at it, David, his definition, I don't really support. But let's say, for argument's sake, you have someone who in a position to see different processes, like people's applications are ever going through. Let's say, for example, 49 people have applications there on a desk, and that person keep these applications there for about another 3-4 years. And they come tomorrow now and offer that person a little drawback in order to get money pushed through. You see how he come in, he say, well, you do it. He won't claim now that if I give that person a list, I'm going to push through by him. That is just to get money fast tracked. But there's nothing to do with corruption or bribery.
Well, somebody else says here that people need to understand that corruption comes in many forms and endless fashions. They you say know, even asking someone to get somebody a job without going through the application and interview, fast-tracking an application for a service but meeting up with the person later and giving them a drink, applying for a contract but sending the person who will be supervising the job of the contract a present, a gift or a little something for their children and friends or their family. So, but you know, in real terms, that happens a lot around here.
That's true, I know.
So I would say that's why I suggest that the first order of business is to understand how widespread it is and then look at the dangers inherent in practicing it from one level to the other. Because it doesn't... Some time ago, I made the observation that a lot of the difficulties that we face in the society with corruption and stuff begin at the bottom. And somebody went ballistic to say that was beer nonsense. You know, it all begins at the top. But I don't see it that way. I think that the issues, the integrity issues, need to be reinforced from the very bottom of the society. This discussion is part of what needs to take place. And sometimes people have a view that they need to just stop and think it through a little bit more because it cannot be held up to scrutiny. And in a world where more of the international community is coming in on us, they're saying to us, you cannot do business like that anymore, especially if you have to interact with us. And they are going after their own people too, huh? It isn't to say that they're demanding something of us that they are not demanding of their own.
Yeah, but well, I listen to him, though. I mean, I believe when people get so political blind, they need to withdraw themselves. I'm saying this to you, and I know that what I'm saying is true. If this matter that's going on right now was something involved with anybody, Barbados Labour Party, he would be singing a different
He would have a different position.
Man.
I wouldn't go so far. I think that was a bit strong.
Call a spade a spade.
No, but sometimes calling a spade could run you in trouble too.
Oh, but there was, I must say now, though, before I go to my final point, I saw a front page photograph on Today's Nation. And I can't believe that this is such a serious matter. And I saw this individual appearing as though it's just another day. I mean, he don't show any sort of remorse, anything at all. I mean, I can't believe what I'm seeing in the front page of Today's Nation.
Well, the truth of the matter is, I really wouldn't. In all fairness, I would not pursue that in that particular way, because I think at the end of the day, you have to know the personality, and the personality is basically making light of the presence of the photographers. He's saying, look, let me take your picture too. But that does not, at the end of the day, one picture does not, paint the complete picture of how that person feels. It doesn't speak to how they conducted themselves in the courtroom. We had Tony Best on the line earlier speaking about what he saw yesterday in court. So don't take. Yeah, but don't take a picture like that and say it implies that the person isn't taking it seriously. I don't share that view.
Because when I see the stand that this has now put Barbados, the name of Barbados.
Yeah, but you still can't say that the person that he is not taking it seriously. You can't say that. Well, to you.
It don't look so to me at all. And then the remarks that he let go to the national newspaper yesterday as well. It's all just so carefree, you know what I mean? But let me get my final point. I want to deal with John King, Minister John King. Now, I support the walk from Warren to the Spring Garden. But I believe if the minister wants to bring back the Kaduma jump up from the Warren, I believe he needs to get very, very serious with these my leaders. Because the last time we had Kaduma leave at Warren Davis, what I saw, and I believe a lot of people were disappointed, is that you had the music trucks leaving Warren's car park, Massey car park, coming down Green Hill, and you had about, each band had about 30 or about 25 to 30 people, members of the band in costume, just walking behind the music trucks until they get to the lights at Green Hill. The whole band meet up at Cousin down to the light. The whole band meet up there and venture into the stand. That's where they begin their walk, their parade. So it's coming to Warren, you need to send a clear message to the band leaders that they must leave Warren in a procession, not just go down to Green Hill walking behind a music truck. It's foolishness. And you need to look at that.
Thank you. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, David.
Yes, good afternoon.
David, this is not about me and you. This is about you and the caller, Billy Brevy.
Yeah.
You recall after the general elections, you asked him to comment about what he had to say.
I can't remember what he said then.
Yeah, he said, he quoted Romans 8:29, all things work together for good. And he stopped there. But the balance of that scripture said, to them that love the Lord. Now, you might not have remembered, but that guy said that he was a practicing Christian. That's hogwash. What he means by a practicing Christian, that he goes to church. You see? But now, today, it came out that he shocked you now tremendously. Now, I remember on more than one occasion after that, he said that the prime minister, the new prime minister, he can offer her advice on how to have productivity by taking a large staff and dividing it with two supervisors. Then he went on the attack of Mr. Sullivan from St. George's South when he thought to represent the vendors, saying he wouldn't make them criminal, but he would see that they can get their license and so on. He has something to say about that. He has something to say about the NSRL. And its removal. He has something to say about the private sector taking, selling the gas and giving, taking the money and then having to pay the government. And then he came now talking yesterday about the declaration of assets. This man is confused about losing the election. about the election being lost, and he has been on a roll on this really Miyamoto government ever since then. So, I mean, don't be surprised of his behavior today, because a member of the Democratic Party has a problem in overseas. So you know, this is something that, and the thing about it that he gives you a good greeting that seems to have taken you by surprise, wishing you all the best.
No, he always does that.
And that
that's not new.
Staff would have and then he starts to roll. So I hope that you have been able to remember all of this that I just said, and to see who you was really dealing with. So don't be taken over by people giving you the understanding that they know God and they're Christian and things. It doesn't mean a thing, man. You see it today. I know where I just come sometimes. I get you confused, but he had you shocked. And I hope that in our future discussions, I don't get you shocked and you would always be confused with my...
But you really, you know, a man can indeed be a Christian, or he can set out to practice Christianity.
Yeah.
But he can be wrong about certain principles, you know.
That is true, too.
That does not mean that he does not strive to be a better person. We all sin. And we all fall short.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
So I don't think that because on this occasion he has come up with a view that you and I may not share, that minimizes his effort to be a Christian? I don't think so.
It doesn't minimize it.
It just means he needs to go to church a little. When he goes to church, he must ask for a greater degree of guidance on that particular principle.
Yeah,
that's what he should do.
He's still drinking the milk of the word, but he needs to eat some strong meat like me. You see, that's the difference. And he needs to be more spiritually minded and understanding, but he's too carnal. Because look where he's going today. He is representing bribery, man, and trying to transform it into something else. And he was adamant about it. But anyhow, that's so much for today.
Well, what I really hope that at the end of the day, he didn't take a position just because of the politics of it all. That being a DLP supporter, he would see it that way. And indeed, I must say that the leadership of the Democratic Labour Party, the new leadership, part of its task is to establish in the minds of its members and the public that the position they hold on matters of integrity are not in line with what this man said here today. Because I think they are really challenged going forward to assert in the minds of the Barbadian public that they have nothing but the greatest respect for trying to hold fast to issues that relate to integrity, and especially integrity in public office. So that's a big, big task that they have on their hands as a party. And political leadership is required to then transmit that to the rank and file and to get rank and file members to understand what is considered to be right and what is considered to be wrong.
You know? That's right.
Down to brass tacks. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Hello? You're on the air.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm well.
Yeah, most wonderful day, though, don't you think?
It surely is.
Yeah. How can one get in contact with you by your private number?
My private number?
There's something I want to discuss with you, right?
You call the switchboard, and the switchboard will put you through to my number, and then I will get it wherever I am.
Oh, I see. There's something I want to discuss about this immigration issue, right?
Well, you can
but
do
I don't
that.
Want to put it over here.
Call the switchboard at 430-7300.
And if you think it is something worthwhile, then you will discuss it with authorities also.
I will talk to you. We'll talk off the air on that.
Dismiss it for what it is.
Talk off the air on that then. Down to brass tacks. Hello? You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Good afternoon, Dallas. How are you doing?
I'm well, and you?
It isn't just the Democratic Labour Party that is facing challenge. Barbados is facing challenge. The challenge that we are want to be so partisan. And I'm not hearing enough about the fact that we should be embarrassed, okay, that something that has genesis in Barbados is being prosecuted in the United States law courts, as opposed to it not being allowed to happen in Barbados or being caught in Barbados.
Well, I think a lot of people are embarrassed by how this has turned out.
But not even, no, I'm hearing people saying how, oh, well, this is the first, expressing the shock that this is the first time that such a prominent person has been alleged to or been caught up in this sort of situation, which to me continues the denial of the fact that there is a level of corruption in Barbados that is not acceptable. Okay? I am not interested in comparing Barbados to America or hearing the views that, oh, well, you know, we are among the least corrupt countries in the Caribbean and all that sort of stuff. I'm not interested in
that. Look, the truth of the matter is that in that regard, it is clear that the Barbadian institutions do not work in the way that they ought to. It's as simple as that. And your first institution in pursuing matters of this nature would be your police force. And this particular matter, up to now, because as you know, the point has already been made that issues of this nature take a long time to investigate. But up to now, it makes Barbados look bad because it looks as though you have to get the United States or somebody else on your case to get action on anything. Because if you leave it entirely to Barbados, we will sweep it under the carpet and behave as though nothing is wrong. And the people who get the accusing finger is being pointed at the police.
But, Mr. Ellis, isn't just about blaming institutions, because institutions ultimately are about the people, okay? The people that run the institutions, the people that run this country, and not just run the country, but the people who live in this country and allow the things to happen that happen.
But why? If you live in a country and you have been led to believe that the institutions that are supposed to look after these matters are going to turn a blind eye, what do you think will happen? You're going to just say, well, what's the sense?
No, Mr. Ellis, but this is the whole thing
that
about
that is part of it.
No, yes, it is part of it. But the problem is that the people who have been running certain institutions for years have then educated the people in order to be dependent on them and to listen to them and say, and accept their word as the word of God. Okay? A minister, the title of a minister, essentially is saying, your voice is the word of God. So therefore, you do what I say. And you are not as smart as I am, or intelligent as I am, or as deserving as I am. So therefore, I can do whatever I want to do. Do as I think.
I just want to make the point to you that this is an issue that touches Barbados at so many different levels.
I agree.
And, you know, there is a sense in which people say they want blood only at one level in the country. But it is much deeper than that. And there are some people who are not political figures who make considerable amounts of money out of this type of environment. They're people who are running businesses on the basis of stuff like that.
Right, but I don't think it's that people just want blood at one level. I think there's a lot of resentment that has been built up.
You
because
know,
they feel that they have been victimized out here.
I want
other
to,
people have gotten away with it.
I think that when you hear people talk about we need to do something about the difficulty in doing business in Barbados, that a large part of that difficulty comes from slowing up or slowing the system generally so that you have to grease it to get it to work in your favor. But everybody else then suffers because of that. There are some parts, some departments and stuff in Barbados that have become notorious for that kind of behavior. Everybody in Barbados will tell you that they know it happens. But you ever see anything done about it? No.
Right, live and let live was it.
Yeah.
But the thing, what I'm trying to get at, and the point which was trying to make on Wednesday, is that we hear too often the saying, oh, Barbados has changed. Okay? So therefore, we have to accept what has happened. Because the Barbados which I grew up in is no longer the Barbados of today. It has changed. So therefore, we accept the fact that there's more violence. We accept the fact that there is more corruption. We accept all these things. And I am saying, ask yourself, who is driving the change?
But who is to drive the change?
When you drive it, when we drive it.
So how would you begin? How would you begin with that?
No, but this is the point. We have to recognize that we are responsible for allowing these things to happen. And we have to recognize that we are also responsible for stopping it to happen.
Well, that's a very broad and general plea on your part. But, you know, the truth of the matter is it takes a bit more than that. You have to start asking the question about this particular question has to be posed. If you recognize the weaknesses, what do you do in terms of mechanisms in various institutions to reinforce the positive? That's a major issue confronting us, because outside of that, people will be people. You need to have structures and you need to have approaches that will reinforce the path that you want to follow. We're coming back after the latest news.